If you are financially well and illiterate, you can have investments, have thousands in the bank, have toys to play with, and you can travel if you have all your shit set up. But if you're living in a hood, living in a ghetto, and those motherfuckers is telling you to go get an education, guess what? You can educate yourself. You can go get programs. There's so many different ways. There's Discords, there's groups, there's Voxers, there's so many seminars where you can meet people who are doing exactly what it is that you want to do, and you could just get around them. If I want to be a real estate agent, I wouldn't go to real estate school. I would go hang out with my real estate friends. If I wanted to be a successful day trader, I stop hanging out with the friends who don't know what trading is, start hanging out with the guys who live, sleep, breathe shit trading. Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Let's Talk Ferrella, and today this episode is brought to you by Ferrella Galleria. Ferrella Galleria is a place where I paint and I draw and I sketch and I do everything digital. And in today's video, I'm talking about the most important thing it is in today's world. We got big tech companies laying people off. We got all kind of chaos and everything going on in this world. So in reality, the best thing that we need to understand is not everybody is cut out for school. I know I might say this all the time in some of my old and recent videos, but I'm talking to those folks who I can identify with, because from the neighborhoods that I grew up in, not everybody makes it out and has circumstances like I do, or certain individuals that I know that actually pick up a hustle, because in reality, the system is put in place to keep certain individuals of all backgrounds down at a certain level. So not all of us can develop the mindset it takes in order to break out. And some of us think that our societal, I know for the longest time in my household, it was always, oh, people like us don't do things like that. People like us don't talk like that. People like us shouldn't carry themselves like that. And I always sat there like, I completely understand that that philosophy was instilled in my parents from their older generations, because what the OGs had to deal with when it came to growing up as a person of color. So in order to protect their kids, they passed on that same philosophy of don't do this, you'll look like that. Don't do this job because you'll come off as somebody who is XYZ or whitewash or blase blah. But it's like, in reality, times have changed. The biggest thing that keeps everybody aligned is our ideologies and our mindsets, because at all jobs, all career aspects, I'm sure we can all agree and align that you start to develop relationships with people who are extremely older than you, extremely younger than you, somebody who you would never see in the walk of life, but based on the same exact mindset, you guys have now come into each other's paths. So you really have to understand that, you know what, if I want to be successful, you don't have to go to school, y'all. I went to the Art Institutes of Sacramento and I went to the Art Institutes of Phoenix. And the biggest thing that I learned when pursuing art was a lot of motherfuckers are better off. A lot of motherfuckers do got their shit together. And a lot of motherfuckers do got a mama and dad who got their finances together. I might sound like a broken record, but to be somebody who had to fucking hustle and grind their way through college, and I'm sitting in school with roommates getting their tuition paid cash or getting paid by check, or shit, I had a buddy who had a car with gas getting paid for, and he got $100 a day every single day for his parents for any and all of his expenses. And it's like, that made me realize, damn, most motherfuckers are fortunate. And since nobody told me to go to college, nobody's gonna help me pay for college, I knew that my education pursuit was just gonna be me by myself. So I took it upon myself to sacrifice my generation of me going to school to focus on my money and my longevity now, in order to give my children that option. If school's not an option, dad is a very successful entrepreneur, and you can do either what I'm doing by day trading, or you can go to school and it would be paid for and you don't have to worry about nothing. I want you to be in the best, greatest, absolute everything, because from my situation and circumstances, that was not always an option for me. So you got to understand that, hey, Trade jobs are real. Trade jobs are on the rise. Trade jobs are fucking money. And you can make an easy high six figures on trades. I know multiple guys and gals who make six figures on jobs where they went to school for a couple years, 2 years the most, or they took programs in tech on how to do tech sales, or shit, even a couple of people doing real estate that did get successful. Real estate's not for everybody. Doesn't mean people aren't successful in it. Day trading isn't for everybody. Doesn't mean people aren't successful in it. And I know for a fact there's jobs like being an x-ray tech that requires 2 years of education to do. My cousin is somebody who is an x-ray tech. This man makes $7,000 a week doing his job, and he has the ability to quit his job and go anywhere he want. We're sitting there having conversation. He's scrolling through his phone, showing me different cities and towns he's going to visit. And I'm sitting there like, damn, I'd never thought of something like that. I have a buddy who is literally, what is this dude's job? He is like a fucking environmental biologist where he goes to environments, study the trees and the plant. I don't even want to fucking butcher the word, but he studies the forest, the animals, and the greenery, the fungus, and the plant life of like certain rainforests. He does his job 2 times a month, and his monthly salary is just a solid $10,000. So a solid $120,000 a year for 2 months for you to go spend the night in a rural camping area for like one night, 2 months. That's absolutely insane, which is also a trade job. UPS is also another trade job that pays its employees over $140,000 a year. UPS is also a job that doesn't require education, but it's also not a job that you can just get into and start making money right away. Any job that pays you a lot of fucking money without education, you're going to have to start off in the grunt, in the dirt before you get to that high point. Car sales, house sales, anything that doesn't require a degree, you have to start in the gutter before you can start getting that money. So you guys got to understand that, look, if you don't want to go to school, you can still go get some money and make something out of yourself. You can still be somebody. X-ray techs, hair technician, all these girls as high six-figure earners. And all these young girls literally only went to school for a short period of time. And guess what? Making real big buku bucks. I have a buddy who is a lineman. Went to school through PG&E. They paid for his schooling. Now he makes $75 an hour. I have another buddy who does a joint. He does fire safety for like light poles. His salary is $14,000 a month. Also a career that takes less than 2 years of schooling. So if you feeling right here, right now, damn, I don't know what path I'm going to go on. I don't know what I'm going to pursue. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Get a trade job. My little brother is 18 right now, about to graduate school, and he doesn't know what he's about to do with his life. He's going to get a trade job. He's going to work at my job, which is a trade, and his brother's job, which is a trade, until he is now at the point where he's young and he's going to be at two jobs that he can make a high six figures at both jobs, and he's only 18 years old. You know what I was doing at 18 years old? Wasting my time getting ready to go to college. And I'm not saying college is a waste of time. A lot of people do make money in college. I know a couple of people who are high $250,000 earners because of their degrees, but that's not everybody's circumstances, because a lot of my friends who are high figure earners from their degrees, their parents are high figure earners. They have individuals in their families who are high figure earners. Like, the simple fact of the matter is, to be that one individual in a hood family to just change everything is honestly a very hard one to overcome. Not saying it's not impossible, not saying it doesn't happen at all, but the circumstances of how your family turned out is systemic, meaning that everything happened to them based off of how the system works and operates for people that look like us. So instead of trying to be that ultimate change and diving into debt in order to pursue a degree because you want to be that change from your family, I'm not saying don't do it, But understand that trade jobs is real. Understanding that whatever you pursue every day, day in and day out, you'll get better at and you'll make money at. Nothing today that is meant to last is gonna come fast. Rome is still here today because it took centuries to build. The Great Wall of China is still here today because it took centuries to build, but it started off with one brick. The pyramids in Egypt started off with one brick, but they still standing, and everything that was rushed to look good, monuments, don't exist no more based off of the lack of preparation, the lack of longevity. That is the mindset that works for everything, guys. It is the universal code. Stay consistent. Stay consistent. Literally in anything. If you sell one zip of weed every day, consistently, eventually, you'll be a drug dealer. If you shoot one photo every day on your camera, eventually, you will be a photographer. If you go to the gym every day, consistently, eventually, you will be big and fucking buff. If you fucking plant an acorn and water it every day, consistently, that acorn you can fucking choke on, put in your pocket, or shove in somebody's ass will become a gigantic ass oak tree. So what does that mean? Consistency is also one of the formulas. And if you watch my past manifestation video, that's one of the big main keys to manifestation. Manifestation is more than idea. Some people sit here and think that prayer is a form of manifestation. A prayer is in fact a form of manifestation, because when you pray, what are you doing? You should be thanking the higher power for whatever it is you want as if it's already yours, because if you just hoping and wishing, that's not prayer. And manifesting has no time for hoping and wishing. If I want to be a famous podcaster, if I want to be a famous YouTuber, or I want to fucking make millions of dollars off day trading, it doesn't start with me talking about it. It starts with me doing it, staying consistent, giving you quality, waking up every day, no matter what I'm at or what I'm doing, to get up and day trade, to stay consistently on the path of being, what's the word? Being in the routine. Routine builds character, and with routine is how you get to a better place. You wake up every day, you go to work, you go to the gym, you save your money consistently. Eventually, you will reap the benefits. So don't think life stops at school, because at the point I am now, I make a very high six figures, literally based off me not going to school, me staying consistent with day trading, me staying consistent in my career. Because 6 years ago in my career, I was definitely not making six figures. Fast forward it, staying consistent, now I am. Day trading, same exact thing. Consistently, if you hang out with somebody every fucking day, whether it be the opposite sex, same sex, whatever the sexual preferences you have, if you hang out with somebody every day consistently, you'll develop feelings for them. Consistency is how you develop actual result. It's that simple. It's not that simple for everybody, but if you living in the hood right now and you complaining about everything that's not good and you complaining about things that you want to be better consistently, the hood will begin to manifest. You are a product of your environment. You hang out with motherfuckers from there. You hang them around with motherfuckers that do shit to waste money, do shit to waste time, do shit to waste and burn their fucking day. Guess what? Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You are who you hang out with. Your habits form your habitat. Do you not understand that? So when it comes to a job or a career, stay in school. If you got a mom and dad at home and you got motherfuckers in your family with degrees, this don't apply to you. You were not born to be a part of the system. Everybody else who got motherfuckers that gangbang, that got shoot, that got motherfuckers in their family that's killers, been killed, motherfuckers that prostitute, been prostitute, sold drugs, got drugs sold to them, then this is the story for you, because in reality, we're not meant to make it. No matter what color you are, you got to understand, ghetto ain't a people, It's a mentality. That's why I hate when motherfuckers that see black people and be like, oh, he's so hood, she's so hood, yada yada blase, or somebody white will get dreads or something and then they'll say, oh wow, what are you doing, trying to act black? No, motherfucker, ghetto is a mindset. You ever been to Oakland? You can meet motherfuckers as white, black, Asian, Mexican, Chinese. You know when somebody's from Oakland, they don't got to be black to be from Oakland. It's the mentality that they have. If you go to a rich ass neighborhood, yeah, you might meet a couple people who are extremely wealthy and white, but Hispanics is there, Indians is there, blacks is there. A mentality and a mindset is never just for a certain group of people or individuals. So you have to understand the only way that you can get out of your circumstances is by developing certain skills and capabilities in order to survive. If, like me, we one point grew up in the suburbs and then all of a sudden had to go live in the hood, it wasn't me becoming more hood that made us more better in our environment. It was us learning how to communicate with those individuals around us. And the same exact way that, what do people always say, code switching, which is like, you can be with your friends, you could talk like this, you could get real gritty, but then I can also be in a public setting and then I can also use my voice and enunciate my words and be real prolific with how I deliver everything in conversation. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm whitewashed or I'm code switching. It just means that it's a certain time and a place for absolutely everything. And you got to understand that when it comes to communicating with people that's not like you and not from your background, then yes, you do have to be a little bit different to make them feel more comfortable, because the media makes us monsters and I don't want to be a little monster. So if I gotta do a little giggle or do a little smirk, it works. And that is exactly how you form conversation. This is exactly how you form network opportunity with people based on how you understand how to communicate. So code switching, or whether it be you might feel that your circumstances keep you from achieving what you more want more out of life. Nah. And then you got to understand that, okay, I get it. For some of the homies that's immigrants, they did go to school to make their parents happy. I get it. Y'all, do y'all. I'm excluding y'all from this conversation. But from absolutely everybody else who's like, you know what? I'm gonna go to school because my parents wanted me to go to school. Guys, we're too fucking grown to understand that your parents is either A, in a situation that you want to be in, that you want for your life, or B, in a situation that you don't want to be in, that you don't want for your life. So if your parents is making money, traveling, y'all got nice car, nice house, not saying possessions matter. It just means that they're so well off, they are able to do all these things. Also not saying people with these possessions make them well off, but if you are financially well and illiterate, you can have investments, have thousands in the bank, have toys to play with, and you can travel if you have all your shit set up. But if you're living in a hood, living in a ghetto, and those motherfuckers is telling you to go get an education, guess what? You can educate yourself. You can go get programs. There's so many different ways. There's Discords, there's groups, there's Voxers, there's so many seminars where you can meet people who are doing exactly what it is that you want to do, and you could just get around them. If I want to be a real estate agent, I wouldn't go to real estate school. I would go hang out with my real estate friends. If I wanted to be a successful day trader, I stop hanging out with the friends who don't know what trading is, start hanging out with the guys who live, sleep, breathe shit trading. Me, it's no point of showing $2,000-$3,000 in profit in a day if the guys that I'm trying to learn from are showing 80 grand, 50 grand, 10 grand, 30 grand profit in a day. For most who have regular jobs, who think life is fathomable, those numbers do sound unrealistic. But once you understand that developing the right skills and capabilities and mindset, you can achieve something like that, then that is when that starts to become fathomable and starts to come into your fruition. Meaning that if you want something, be around it. It's that simple. If I want to be a gangster that goes to jail and gets shot at and fucks all kind of bitches, I'm gonna go hang out with some gangsters. If I want to be somebody who is conducting themselves and making the most of their day and bringing value to the day, I'm going to go hang out with somebody who is productive, who is bringing value, who is always staying positive. The people you surround yourself with are the ones you become like. Unless you're somebody who is by yourself and you're a wanderer, nothing wrong with that. That just means that you're able to flourish without a catalyst, meaning that you don't need somebody to unlock something within you in order to you for you to flourish. I'm sure a lot of you have experienced being down in the dumps about a job or a career, and you get around that person that just sparks that hustle in you. That's the catalyst. That's the energy that you needed in order to push yourself through. Wanderers, we don't need catalysts. We just understand that, hey, my situation is either going to get worse if I keep doing what I'm doing, or I had to do the exact opposite of everything that I was doing. And one moment I'm going in this direction, and then immediately I had to just turn around and dash back because I knew that hustling, trapping, playing video games all day, trying to be player of the year was not going to give me the lifestyle I wanted because in reality, all of that is just a distraction. If you somebody who not making money and you're not pursuing more for yourself, I don't give a fuck what you saying. You distracted, my boy. Like, yeah, it's hustlers and it's dough boys and shit out there that's chasing bitches and shit, but they're dough boys. You can't take, like, come on, like, let's be real. Like, show me somebody who got $1 million in the bank, legally got nice house, fat car, legally that can do whatever they fuck they want without being chased by the IRS, that's living peaceful. That's a married man. That's somebody who is pouring into their woman, because if you want to be a king of a castle, you need a queen. Some of you motherfuckers will sit up here and be like, oh, back in the day when we was kings, we was able to fuck whoever we wanted, yada, yada, blase. Check this out. The king took care of thousands of people and his queen and his castle. Y'all niggas can't even take care of your fucking kids that y'all don't even talk to, that don't even got your fucking last names. And niggas is out here trying to be player of the year. Like, to me, the most pitiful and corniest shit a man could do is not be a man. That's why the biggest thing that I agree with is when the LGBTQ plus community explains that, hey, you can be a man based off of what you do. I know some women who identify as men that pay the bills, take care of the house, take care of their woman, travel, takes care of all the insurance. And I know men who have kids that don't do none of that for them. So am I supposed to devalue my lady friend who identifies as a man based off of society's telling her that her sex does not make her a man? Or should I call my friend a man because by society standards, she's doing acts of a man? He's doing things a man should be doing, provided going out and getting it. Make sure your wife don't got to worry about nothing. Make sure your kids don't got to worry about nothing. Those are acts of a man, are they not? Because having a dick and balls and having kids that you don't take care of, how are you a man? Biologically, you're a man, but socially, you're not a man. You're not. Because men, I'm not with all the toxic masculinity, but I do feel we all are put here in order, we're all put here in order to have some type of value. And that doesn't say men, penis, and balls. If you feel that you have the intentions and the energy to do more, to have more, to provide, you're a man. It's that simple. You're a man. That's what makes you a man. Having value, knowing what you need to get done, knowing that you are put here in order to add teachings, in order for somebody to learn from you, in order to mold your woman, in order to mold and lead your household. It has nothing to do with your sex. It has everything to do with how you conduct yourself in society and how you handle your motherfucking business. So watch who you hang out with on this pursuit of a better you, and understand that shit, all this is related to Trade jobs are extremely beneficial because they put you right through the door of what you need to be in, rather than, you're fresh out of high school, 18 years old, and you can't even get a credit card for $400, but we're going to give you a business loan, we're going to give you a student loan, and we're going to give you a car loan. No problem. More debt means more work, means more you stay our fucking slave, because the only way to really be a free slave in today's societal standard is zero debt. Zero credit card debt, zero loan debt. You don't owe nobody shit. All the money you have is either being invested or saved. You're free. If you are somebody who is traveling the world on credit cards and shit like that, and you got debt, you're a slave with rusty shackles. If you got debt that you're paying off, you're a slave who's almost about to buy their freedom. But it doesn't make sense to spend money while owing money, and then doing things that require money, like handle y'all business first, and society standards will have you thinking that you need a degree to make something of yourself, and you don't. You don't. Change your mind, change your environment. You don't believe me? Stay exactly where the fuck you are. If you can't fathom doing more for yourself, stay exactly where the fuck you are. But get a trade, do anything. Men, women, absolutely anybody, we can all fucking do it. So on that note, a couple things that, what have you learned from the video? Trade jobs are the shit. If you have a family and a background and a structure to go to college, go to college. If you're from the hood and the ghetto like me and you want to pursue different obstacles, get a trade. Trade job changed my life. Trade job opened up my eyes that, damn, I don't need an education to make real buku bucks once I start passing up all my friends who have degrees in education. The camera crew that has the biggest audience right now in the valley on the market, this person has an entire crew of degreed, educated people working for him, and he himself does not have a degree. What does that tell you? The mindset, the point of view, the angle. Not everybody has that in them. It's okay. Society standards bricks everybody together in these molds, and the only ones that seep through like sperm through a condom are the ones who are meant to survive. Not all sperm fertilizes in an egg. Not everybody is meant to change their environment. Not everybody is meant to change their mindset, because in order for us to have businesses that flourish, you do need people who will never look outside the box. As fucked up as it sounds, not everybody has that in them. But if you got that in you, find it. Push it. Having a kid does not block your blessings. Dropping out of school does not block your blessings. Being in jail does not block your blessings. And then something that I do want to add on. I don't understand jail because, say, for example, if my uncle get out of jail, he been in jail 30 years. How come he can't get a regular job? How come he can't get a gun? How come he can't do certain things if he already did the time? Society, us as humanity, are the only individuals who continuously punishes somebody for a crime that they already committed. Your partner will hurt you. Y'all be good. You'll remember that they hurt you. All of a sudden, you hurt again. You go to jail. You do some time. You get out. And then now you got to live your life as a certain standard. Like, bro, if you did drugs, you killed somebody, it don't fucking matter. You did your jail time. If you killed somebody and did 25 years, bro, come back to society. You have now got a factory reset. You are now a new individual. If society letting your ass back out, apparently they know that you deserve a second chance, right? Otherwise, they'd give you life, right? So with that whole jail shit, doesn't make sense, but it also doesn't mean that your life has stopped there, because the people that are in jail, that are crackheads, prostitutes, drug dealers, whatever, the biggest ones that change their environment, change their mindset. It's that simple. I know motherfucking hustling ass doughboys who ain't never got an education in their life, that are extremely educated in money, that are extremely educated in investing, that are extremely educated in product management. And these motherfuckers don't know shit, but this is what I need to do to make more money. This is what I don't need to do in order to make money. Like, that's all it takes, people. So to end this episode where I talk about emotion, the importance of trade jobs, get a trade. If you're at a fucking dead end job and you're complaining about the pay, that job is meant to pay that price because that job pays for this, pays for that, pays for this, pays for that. Certain jobs have to pay $10 an hour. If you're 40 at a $10 an hour job, leave. If you can't leave the $10 an hour job, ask yourself why. Because crying and trying to protest that the job is needs to pay more, develop the skills and capabilities to go somewhere else. If you can't, adjust to the job. But what your environment is all based on what you want to accept into your life and your circumstances. At the end of the day, you manifest your own environment. Where I am today, 10 years ago, I would have never thought being in an abusive, drug-ridden household where me and my siblings was on the verge of getting taken away all the time. Never once did I ever think I'd be at the point where I am today. But I always knew and I always thought life will get better. My shit was so bad, I always thought to myself, no way it could get worse. No way it could get worse. And when shit got worse, I'm like, God damn. And then it's like, once you reach a point of rock bottom, it's like all you can do is go up. Understand, black folks, people of color, that code switching and adapting to your environment is how we survive. It doesn't matter. Places aren't, they don't like blacks. They don't like Mexicans. No, they don't like ghetto ass motherfuckers who can't conduct themselves and speak properly. So if you got a code switch and you got to use real grammar in order to conduct a better work experience, that is exactly what you need to do. Learn how to build a resume. Learn how to make a LinkedIn. Learn how to conduct yourself as a member of society. If you're somebody who is somebody that says, hey, society is fucked up to me because I am who I am. No, mindset changes you. I done been in rich ass places and read all walks of life. I done been in ghetto ass places and met all walks of life. Does that mean that the rich were chosen and the ghetto was chosen, or certain individuals knew what it was in them that they needed to change in order to change their environment? Motherfuckers in the ghetto, I've been there. I could talk down on it because I'm from there. Most motherfuckers in the ghetto are very self-inflictive, very vindictive, very me, me, me. My life is this because of me, because of you, yada, yada, blase, Lee. Bro, change your environment. Change your education. Understand that society is put in place to make certain motherfuckers struggle. If you can identify that, you can get out of the struggle. Not everybody is meant to be rich billionaires. A lot of people do have long-term wealth, but getting a little piece of that pie in order to take care of you and your family longevity is all that matters. I don't want to blabber because I've been blabbering all motherfucking day. This is Less Talk Forella. Follow me on my platforms, like, subscribe, share. I'm not sponsored yet. If you want to see me grow, share the show. If you don't share the show, your mom's a hoe, and instead of going in the snow, you do blow. Share the show, like, comment, share. All comments is good comments. Please show love, and that's it for this episode. Blah!